to the Real Estate Scripts Podcast, the show that helps you know what to say when you're talking to buyers and sellers so that you can close more deals and earn more money. I'm Darren Tunstall, a real estate professional, coach, and number one best-selling author. Let's get into this. Before we begin today's episode, I want to clarify some important points. I am a licensed real estate agent, and my DRE number is 01853445. It's crucial to note that this podcast operates independently of my affiliation with Keller Williams Realty and any realtor associations. My primary goal with this podcast is to provide you, our listeners, with valuable information, insights, and practical tools. As a reminder, the purpose of Scripts and Dialogues is to come, learn, practice, and be prepared to fail forward. This is where we make mistakes and help each other out, but we're mostly interested in seeing how we can get better. First, we read through the script word for word, and then we go back and put it into our own natural tone, style, and phrasing. You won't know what to say until you go through the script. So, with that said, many people will say, "That's not how I sound," and I totally get it. That's not how you sound. But that is the reason why we practice every day, so that the script becomes you and in your own voice. So, read it word for word first, then go back and put it into your own natural tone, style, and phrasing, and I think it'll work out. Hey everybody, it's Darren Tunstall. Before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that there was an interesting thing that happened today. We started out with businesses and corporations, and then halfway through, we switched over to SOI. We had a new guest today, and we decided to go that route because this was his first time. So enjoy the first half and the second half. I think you'll like it. Good morning. So today we are working on lead generation, corporations and businesses, and today's script is called Contact Businesses to Talk About Your Business Advantage Program. And in this scenario, you are calling on businesses. That's listed twice. Okay, I got to correct that. Anyways, you're calling on businesses to offer real estate on service through your Business Advantage Program. And the requirements are communication skills, marketing material to send to businesses. We've all seen that at one point or another. Must have a partner relationship with a lender. And must have a presentation prepared for an in-person meeting. The intention is to call on businesses to set up an appointment to discuss an employee benefits program. So basically, you're calling businesses and saying, "Hey, I'd like to be your go-to realtor." You know, no cost to you, no overhead, no nothing like that. You know, typically businesses offer employee discounts, dental, vision, things like that. My theory is, what about real estate? We can help you buy and sell homes. Let's have Frida start. Talk to Debbie. Debbie, you'll talk to Emily, and Emily, you'll talk to Frida.
Okay.
So when you're ready.
All right. Hello there. My name is Frida Wilson. I'm with Keller Williams and the team Repros. We offer real estate as a service to businesses and employees. So last Monday, I emailed you some marketing material, a web page, a flyer, and some other material just to your company so that employees can take advantage of homeownership when buying or selling. So just curious, have you had a chance to review the information that I sent?
I did, you know, briefly. I didn't get into depth, but yes, I did see it and I looked at it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you recall what I'm discussing. So what I wanted to do was discuss to you this program that I have, especially for businesses and their employees. It's at no cost to you. That means no overhead to the company or employees. In fact, it's a service. I mean, in fact, it's a savings and another way to add a benefit to your personnel. Would you like to be able to provide real estate services should someone at your company need help? What are your thoughts on this?
Yes, I have a lot of young employees that, you know, are renters. So, yeah, they might be interested in knowing what they need to do to get into their first home.
Okay. So there are all sort of ways to save when buying or selling a home, either through us directly or on one of the one of our preferred vendors. Clients can receive multiple benefits such as discounts, deductions, credits from lenders, and so much more. For example, Jesus Christ, sorry, commission discounts, for example, on your real estate, vendor discounts, including escrow, title, and inspections, closing costs, lenders, special loans for military, firefighters, teachers, healthcare professionals, law enforcement personnel, and Native Americans.
Oh, well, that sounds very interesting. I have a lot of veterans that work for me also, and yeah, oh, that sounds good.
Hey, one second. Debbie and Frida, since you guys are talking, I'm going to break you out and then we're going to have Michael and Emily stay here. Okay.
Okay.
That way we can be take advantage of all of our time here. So I just created a joint breakout room. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Hi, Michael.
Nice to see you too. Are you I think the last time we talked, you were not able to speak. Are you able to talk a little bit today?
Didn't read over the script. So, and really, because of my full-time job in the morning, I cannot participate, you know. And I don't want to miss any of these important scripts. So I'm trying to, I joined late today, I know. To learn something.
It's
So I would
okay.
just.
Yeah, it's okay. I saw you come in today and wanted to make sure that we take advantage of all the time and give you a chance to practice.
Can you skip me this time till I get ready? I'm already.
What's that?
Can you skip me this time till I get ready on like a few
Oh,
short?
sure. Yeah, sure.
Just to get more ready and you know. It needs a lot of preparation. So I know your time is valuable. I don't wanna.
Well, let me ask you this because I am kind of curious. Are you how new how long have you been in the real estate business?
Yeah, since September last year.
So September last year. Are you what lead generation are you doing now?
I'm new. I'm trying to work on my database, you know. And communication is really what I need to know. Like a script is what should I say in all different situations. Right to know I didn't have like any buyers or sellers yet, you know.
Well, let's try this out. Emily, if it's okay with you, I want to switch gears from the corporations and businesses and maybe let's go towards the sphere of influence. Is that okay? So let's do this because I want you to practice. One thing that I know about getting ready is sometimes we never get to the point that we want to get to and we never get anything done. So we always say as soon as, as soon as, as soon as, and it never happens. So I'm going to make sure that you get to practice today. All right. So we're going to start it out with something similar to a script that we do for Sphere of Influence. Emily's going to call you, your friends. You could be a past coworker, but let's just say you're a friend, family, somebody who knows you and trusts you. And she's going to call you and she's going to say, hey, Michael, how's it going? It's Emily, just checking in, seeing how things are going, and then she's going to ask you about a referral, maybe somebody who needs to buy, sell, or invest. And it will make it a very simple, short conversation. And then we'll have you go as well. Okay.
Okay.
Let's try that out, Emily, when you're ready.
Okay. Okay, so Michael, I'm calling you, okay? Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Michael, it's Emily. How are you?
I'm good, Emily. How are you? Long
I'm
time.
good. What's going on? I haven't talked to you in like, gosh, it's been a couple of months, huh?
Yeah, is everything is okay? Is working and family. So,
Yeah, how's the family?
yeah, everybody's great. How about you?
Good, good. Awesome. Hey, so you know I'm doing real estate. I just wanted to kind of touch base with you and see if you had any questions because there's a lot of talk going on in the media and you know a lot of misinformation out there. Do you have any questions or I know you guys were looking to buy a house a little while ago and then you kind of held off. So I was wondering if I could answer any questions and maybe we could start the ball rolling on that again to see if you want to try and make it work for you guys. What do you think?
Oh, thank you, Emily. Yes, we are having a third child now, and definitely we need our own place and get out of renting.
Right, yeah,
But
yeah.
we don't know how much should they have, like the financial aspect to how can I know if I am ready for taking this step? How much do I need, So how could you, I mean, how can you help me with that?
You know what, Michael? I know a lot of lenders, and they can answer those questions better than I can because I don't know the lending part of it and the financial. These people really dig into your finances and tell you what you need to do to get ready as far as paying off debt, like credit cards or car payments, and how much you might need for a down payment, and how much house you can afford to make sure the payments are comfortable every month to transition you from renting to owning. So let me send you like three numbers of people that I work with a lot. And they're all really nice. Tell them that you know me, and they'll take the time to kind of walk you through what you need to do step by step to get where that is. And then, you know what? There's absolutely no rush, but I just wanted to reach out and see how you guys are doing. I'll send that over to you because I'd really love to help you and get you guys into, your own home. But anyways,
Okay, sorry.
what else is going on?
Yeah, so now I have about 6 months left in my lease. So should I start now this process or should I wait?
You should start the process now talking to the lender, and then they can tell you the timeline. I mean, at least, talk to them, get your finances in order, get all that in order. And then probably, maybe 2 or 3 months before the lease is over, if we're ready to go and I can get a pre-approval, we can start the process.
Okay, and Emily, my credit score is not very good. Should I wait till get better score or should I talk to them now? What do you
I
recommend?
think you should talk to them now because you know what? There's a lot of programs that help people with lower credit scores. It's you sometimes you have to pay a higher interest rate, but there's a lot of great programs out there. You know who's really good is I'm going to send you three names, but Chuck is really good. He's so patient and he goes through everything and explains everything. So talk to him. And then I'll get back to you in like a week or so and see how that went.
Okay,
Okay.
and one more thing,
Yeah.
Emily. Yeah, the rates are really high. Should I wait for this rate to go down a little bit? Because it's around, I mean, it's
You
still
know
high.
what?
I have heard from my friends, like you should wait. This is too high. So I don't know what do you recommend me to do?
Well, there's different things you can do. If you can get into a house now, you'll stop paying rent. Well, in 6 months, when your lease is up, you can stop paying rent. And then you can refinance when rates go down. There's also, you can do a rate buy down. So if you buy a house, sometimes the seller of the home will give credits to the purchase price. And it pays the lender for the first 1 or 2 years to get your rate at a lower rate. But talk to them, talk to the lenders that I'm going to send to you. They are experts on that. I'm not a lender, so I know what they tell me. So it's better to get it straight from the experts. You know what I mean?
Okay, thank you very
Okay.
much. Yeah, please, I wait for this text to arrive and then I will get in touch with them soon.
But
I
yeah,
will let you know.
you have to talk to them and see where you need to be in order. And there's also maybe they can, if you get a good loan, they can buy you out of your lease. If you get closer to the end of your lease, they can pay it off the last 2 months or whatever. There's that option too.
Yeah, could you say that again? I have never heard that before. So could you please like explain more about
So
this?
say you're ready to move in 4 months, but you have a 6 month lease.
Okay.
Maybe into the loan, we can work out to pay off the last 2 months of the lease. Does that make sense? That way it's paid off. You don't owe the people you're renting for the last 2 months, but you can move into your house. And sometimes it saves you money in the long run. But everybody's situation is different. That's why I strongly recommend you talk to a lender. They're the experts and they can guide you in the best financial path to home buying. And then I can facilitate getting the home.
But what if they ask me if I am working with a real estate agent, could I give them your information? Do
Oh
they need it
yeah,
from me?
absolutely. And do what? Okay, give them my name.
Okay.
And then, because once we move forward, I have to be in contact with them anyway.
Okay, let's say I talk to a couple lenders and they both give me pre-approval. So how can I know who is gonna work with which option is better? So are you gonna help me with the
Whoever gives
numbers?
you the best rate and whoever you feel comfortable with.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time and your
Yeah.
call.
Hey, Michael, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna call you in a couple days because really want you to call them. But anyways, I'm so glad you're doing great. Say hi to your wife for me.
Thank you so much.
It's so nice catching up with you. I really appreciate your time. But I'll talk to you soon, okay? I'll call you in a couple days and see how that went.
Okay, thank you so
Okay.
much.
Okay.
Bye
Bye.
bye.
Wow. Talk about throwing out all the objections.
Had me
You so much.
running. Like, oh my gosh.
No, but those are great because those are
Yeah.
very real questions. I mean,
Very real
high
question.
rates, what if, you have bad credit? A lot of times a lender also has a suggestions on how to fix credits too. Sometimes they're very minor. Sometimes it's like, well, just close that credit card over there and your score will go up by 50 points or whatever. The other thing is I was going to mention about breaking a lease, for example, or paying off a lease. Talk to your CPA. Talk to a CPA because, and have them crunch some numbers. Does this make sense for me, from a tax write-off perspective too? So that's another approach. But, yeah, you threw out all the stops to her and I think she handled it well. So great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, let's reverse roles. So now, Michael, you are going to be the agent. You're going to be calling your good friend Emily, and you're going to be talking to her. And it's think Ford, family, occupation, recreation, dreams
Dreams.
first. Think, hey, how are you doing? How's the family? How's the job? And things like that. And then, hey, just out of curiosity, do you know anybody who needs to buy or sell a home? Would love to help anybody that you know. Or do they need to buy or sell a home? There's two questions. Hey, have you thought about buying, another place or selling your place or investing into real estate? If they say no, okay, great. Do you know anybody? See, there's two levels of asking for referrals. And then at the end of the conversation, you wrap it up again with the family, occupation, recreation, dreams, and you go on your way. All right. So you ready to get started?
Seems like okay.
All right.
Ring,
When you're ready, when you're ready.
let's do it. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Emily. This is Michael Julius with Keller Williams. How are you?
Oh my gosh, Michael, you sound so professional when you call me.
Long time we never
I
connect.
know. What's
How is
that?
the family? How is your family? How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Yvette is on a little vacation, so I'm taking care of everything. She's doing great. She's working hard. I'm doing great. Things are good.
Great, great, great to hear. So how was your work?
Work is good. It's been really busy. I've been working a little extra. We're a little shorthanded, but I'm making it work. A lot of
Oh.
hours.
Oh, okay. So now hopefully we're gonna have a great summer this year. So are you have any plans to go somewhere, vacation with the family or
Well, I'm
friends?
going in April. I'm going to Vancouver for my son's birthday because he's in Canada. So we're meeting in Vancouver. He's on the East Coast, but we're going to meet in Vancouver on the West Coast and hang out for a few days just for his birthday because I haven't seen him in almost a year or so.
Yeah, I've heard there's a great place to see. I've never been before.
I
So
haven't either. I'm so excited.
yeah, I hope you enjoy your time and will have a great vacation.
Thank you.
So, Emily, my real estate business is based on referrals, you know. So do you know anybody I can help or can use my services, either buying or selling real estate? Anybody from like work or church or like, you know, a friend, anybody you know, do you think you have somebody talk to you recently about interested in or need help, need my services? Help. I would love to
Actually,
help.
you know what, Michael? There's a girl at work. She's in the sales department. She's looking to buy. She rents right now in Mission Valley with her and her husband, but they're looking to buy something. Do you think you can help her?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Do you, I mean, yeah, I would love to get in touch with them and will be give them a call if you don't mind, or you can connect me with them. Should you ask them for if they can talk to me? They have my number, need my information.
I'll text you her number and then I'll text her and let her know. I don't think she has a real estate agent. She might already. I'm not sure. But call her anyway and ask her. I don't know.
Oh, thank you
But
very
I'll
much
send you her
for
name. Her name is Chow.
what his name, what her name again?
Chow.
Ciao. Okay. Oh, that's wonderful.
Chao.
Oh, that's one. That's not, yes, I know it's a wonderful name. Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, I will. And how about yourself? Like, do you
I'm
have
doing good.
any plans? Do they have any plans for buying or moving somewhere, like
You
by
know
yourself?
what? I'm gonna try and refinance this place. Not yet. I'm waiting for rates to go down. I'm gonna refinance this place and maybe rent it out if I can get this one on a lower rate and then buy another place. What do
Yeah,
you think?
would you like me to connect you with one of my brevet, like our brevet, our lenders? Some I have a list of some people I know. Do you need help with that? Do you need some like a
Yes.
contact
Do you
lenders?
think they I could
Want to go
just
to somebody?
is it okay if I just ask some questions? Is that okay?
Yes, for sure. I
Okay.
mean, we will be happy to answer any question you may have, you know. Because regarding like refinancing and the financial aspect of real estate, I really is not my scope of, or not my area of expertise. So I am qualified about real estate. But yes, if you have any question about refinancing or the money aspect, they can sure help you. They definitely can help you with that.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Michael. Yeah, send me
Yeah.
their information.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna text them right now for you. And thank you so much for your time. I am very happy to hear from you today. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Michael, you made it through.
Was good.
That was
Yeah.
good.
I mean, it's my first time.
No, that was awesome.
That's great. No,
Thank you.
you followed the model, you know, family, occupation, recreation, dreams. You did a little bit of business in the middle, and then you finished it off, you know, with the family as well. So that's exactly the way it should go. The only thing that I would suggest is here and there, and this is for everyone, including myself, which is, you know, let's be mindful sometimes of the other person talking. Sometimes I don't know if it's a delay in technology or if it's us in general, but let's not talk over each other. So that sometimes can happen. Sometimes it happens a lot because of of technology delay, but just be aware of it. For everyone else, Michael was, this is his first time here, so didn't want to throw him into much of a difficult script like a corporations and businesses one. So we did an SOI script real quick. And just kind of curious to know, how did the business and corporation one go for you?
It was fine. We did good.
Okay. And I was going to share real quick, and if you're listening to this, then we can have this available on the website. But I was going to share our business corporation flyer here. This is a generic one, but this is essentially what it looks like. You know, this is something that you would send to a business or a corporation as a flyer or contact information. This is a little bit of information why people should work with us too. So this is what I mean by like having some of your marketing material, content, things like that ready to go. After you do have a conversation with people, I wanted to mention, you know, always follow up later when you get somebody on the phone like this. Maybe send them a handwritten note as, you know, a way of saying thank you for, talking to you and things. Other than that, is there anything else that we should add to this conversation?
I want to
I don't
thank you
have
very
anything.
much. Thanks for Debbie, Emily, and everybody. Frida, I enjoy listening to you every day, all episodes. Really, very helpful for me. Thank you so much for the support. Thanks for giving me some time for today to practice, and I appreciate that. Thank you there for
You're
your time.
welcome. Keep coming, please. It's very helpful. The more you do it, the better it gets, and consistency matters. So keep coming.
And it
Thank you
helps
so much.
us too if when you come. That way I'm not always stuck with Debbie or Frida. See, I get something new. So that's nice.
I really keep listening, all day long. I love those. I can't wait till the new episode comes in. I'm really enjoy this episode. Thank you for your all this information. Help me out as a new real estate agent. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey everybody, it's Darren Tunstall. I just wanted to recap. Today was a very good practice, and I really enjoyed having everyone on the show today, especially hearing Michael for the first time. And he did such an amazing job, and this is what it's all about. It's about coming, practicing, learning what to say, when to say it, how to say it, being vulnerable. We are here to learn. We are here to practice and get better and improve. And the only that way that we can do that is to put ourselves out there and make it happen. So I encourage anybody who's listening to this, take action and do it now. All right? Take action and do it now. Amazing job. Good job, everyone. Good job, Michael. Thank you all for listening, and I hope to see you on the show soon. All right, so that's the script. I hope that you found it useful. Just head over to realestatescriptspractice.com for more resources and downloads. This podcast is for the purpose of education only, and it does not make any guarantees. We suggest you seek out the help of your broker, coach, mentor, CPA, or attorney. Brought to you by Darren Tunstall, California DRE number 018-53445.